The following presentation is brought to you by
Section 31,
proud makers of
CDs, tape lyrics.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Big. Gore.
Linda knows that something is out there. Something so evil, it penetrates the soul. Something lurking in the black of night, so real she can almost taste it. Something is out there, and it's coming closer and closer, and something is out there. So terrifying, you've only seen it in your nightmares. Rated PG.
Right about now, the soulful, funky sounds of
the Super Genius Serial Show.
It's been said many times, many places, that freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude. And we would like to invite each of you to come and go with us, and perhaps you'll see a side of life that you've never seen before.
I'm the son of a
big score.
Attention, attention. This is the Watch Commander. Disperse apes gathering in the mall. Repeat. Disperse apes gathering in the mall. Take the serial number of each offender and notify ape control immediately. Repeat. Take the serial number of each offender and notify ape control immediately.
Here's the latest IQ profile on all apes tested within the last 4 weeks. It's risen by 3 2/3 points.
Aha! Show that, Mr. McDonald. He thinks I'm imagining.
I assembled that data, Morgan. You summarized the wrong part. As a result, the work output has increased about the same percentage, which I thought the governor might regard as confused. I, a descendant of slaves, am asking you to show humanity.
But I was not born human.
I know. The child of the evolved apes.
Whose children shall rule the earth.
By tomorrow!
By tomorrow it will be too late. A tiny, mindless insect that the Emperor Moth can communicate with another over a distance of 80 miles.
An Emperor Ape might do slightly better.
Slightly? What you have seen here today, apes on the 5 continents will be imitating tomorrow.
The son of the big four.
インド。
そっちはナックなの。
まさか一人やる気してるみたいだね。
そうだね。
I know you feel you must protect your mistress. I beg
Baba, Dynamo, and Diana fights evil throughout the universe.
is one used by a number of distinguished composers.
Thank you. a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dustin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Son.
He was.
Oh.
Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
She's exotic. She's striking. She's deadly. She's Lady Whirlwind, mistress of the death blow, queen of the deep thrust. With pinpoint accuracy and blinding speed, she destroys her enemies, one at a time, or all at once. You will be mesmerized by a stunning display of Hapkido skills, bone-crushing hand attacks, heart-piercing kicks, and murderous whirlwind leaps. It makes judo, karate, and kung fu look like child's play. She's always outnumbered, but never outfought. With iron palms and lightning feet, she's 100% lethal. She's Lady Whirlwind, mistress of the death blow, queen of the deep thrust.
The Super Genius Serial Show.
Most, aka the super genius, Freddie Blast. to score action sequences very precisely. I like to find the tempo of the editor's cutting, and the better the editing of a sequence is, the closer I can lock myself to it. And I like to make it feel at the end of an action sequence that the editor cut the scene literally to my music. It's supposed to be the other way around, and if I did my job correctly, I'll make it look like that. I'll make it look like they took a piece of music and they'll cut the scene to it.
After this important message,
this woman is having a love affair with the supernatural.
I'm here, Nikki.
Baby, how I want you.
Something has disturbed him. Something powerful.
There he goes.
Ruby!
Piper Laurie was frightening in Carrie. She is terrifying as Ruby. Christened in blood, raised in sin, she's sweet 16. Let the party begin.
It's here. It's very strong.
First, there was The Exorcist, then The Omen and Carrie. But nothing you have ever seen before could prepare you for what you are going to see in Ruby. Starring Piper Laurie.
It was never Jake. It was always you. You believe me now, don't you, Nicky? You have to believe me now. I did it for you, Nicky. Look what I did.
Stuart Whitman. Roger Davis.
The presence is real, with motives of his own. Leslie is a natural medium. What I'm afraid of now is that the presence may be powerful enough to act without the benefit of Leslie's mind.
And introducing Janet Baldwin as Ruby's daughter. Ruby will take you further into the world of the supernatural than any film has ever dared.
The son of the big Gore.
We have got to find a way to get inside Section 31.
Eternal vow, I will destroy you!
consider myself to be very lucky.
And you control a considerable portion of Tatter's stock, don't you?
Yes, I do. Now, if you don't mind, I'm terribly busy.
Then you wouldn't mind signing this paper? I mean, if you value your marriage.
Tell you what, Miss Richmond. Why don't you, just head on back to your office?
But, Mr. Wentworth, what about your wife?
Daisy and I are inveterate swingers. Perhaps maybe we could get together one of these days. Missy, you, me, your boyfriend, if you have one.
Oh, but Mr. Wentworth...
We're almost shacking up at Plato's all day.
But Mr. Wentworth...
I told you I got to talk to this nigga. Now, this is square business.
Well, I'll tell him I saw you. So you just take that money and shove it up your ass, you bounty hunting son of a bitch.
Now, we're just a goddamn
minute,
bitch.
No, you wait a minute. I hope you do run into Gator so he can cut your goddamn throat. I got important business out there today. And when I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now get out there and make it look good. And Raquel, take that fucking jacket off. Move it. You looking good, Lou.
A lot of stuff couldn't look better. Rich, I have money. Cute, I'm handsome. Now what the hell is on your mind?
Let's sit down and talk about it.
Already here, Vince. It's okay with me.
What's the matter, Lou? Can't you cut the job?
I am the job. I came here to get him off your ass.
My ass is in good shape.
Your ass is into hot water without a boat. What you gonna do when Turner finds out that you turned those guns on his house? What are you gonna do? You gonna offer him some trim?
We'll be right back. Myself to sheriff.
Being called a nigger in public. Now that's $20 or 2 days in jail.
Take your filthy black hands off me, nigger.
He just locked up the bank president.
Well, you all been hunting black folks for so long, we just want to see what it felt like to hunt white folks.
Part legend, part devil, all man.
That's just to satisfy your curiosity.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's my pleasure to tell you that...
Sir, you are interrupting our breakfast. We never discuss business while we're eating.
Where'd you learn to talk like that?
I've been wanting to say that to somebody for 8 years. My slave master said that to me once. It sounded so pretty, I never forgot it.
We got that nigga, let's go!
I ain't leaving this town till I get me Jed Clayton.
Fred Williamson is Boss Nigger. Nervio Martin is deputy.
They call him Boss. They call him Boss. Boss Nigger. He's so bad. They call him Boss. They call him Boss. Boss Nigger.
Nimbus the Greatest will be right back. Stays down. But first, a word about that delicious
Super Genius cereal.
Baseball, here's news as hot as a rocket's leg.
Super Genius cereal
are the powerized breakfast food for all space magicians. And now,
Super Genius cereal
comes complete with its own television set on the back of the package.
Aw, you're kidding.
Here, see for yourself.
Oh, boy.
Pretty neat, eh, Spacebound?
Gee, golly, I'll say.
Okay, hand it back.
Good.
Genius cereal show.
Stay where you are for 10 minutes. Anyone makes a move before that might get shot. I'd like to thank you, brothers and sisters, for a lovely evening. Never had so few, oh, so much, so many. This is the Super Genius Serial Show, and I'm the one and only true Super Genius, Freddie Blass, a.k.a. DJ Groove the Most, Winsville's Finest, Your Highness. To my peoples, VS the Best, a.k.a. Vacation Sensei, check him out on his Fresh Off the Shelves podcast, diggingcrates.podomatic.com. Scheme Richards and the $2 Soul Show, schemerichards.podomatic.com. Session 31, my man Lance, DJ Illiterate. The Hot Peas and Butter Tour, coming to a galaxy near you, get with that. Steph Pockets, my evil twin brother, Bump the Most. Birdie Bravo, and my man Mr. Dammit, Let's Talk Dante. Cool Corn, and it ain't no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? My man Vince, Boomy Smith.
Are you sure?
My cousin DJ Rocksteady, and the Trauma Center. And check out the next podcast coming up, Valentine's Day special. It's the return of the slow drag, y'all. Lover's Eve. The Super Genius Serial Show album, Those Metlin Kids, coming soon. And also, the Super Genius Serial Show review. That's right, y'all, it's nonstop. As I bring it back to some more movie joints and some scores, this is the son of the big score. Let's go, 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 go.
The son of the big score.
Let me write it down to you. Now, in this world, there are only two kinds of dudes. That's hustlers and suckers. And tonight, I'm drinking to the suckers. God bless their greedy little hearts. Because without them, where would us hustlers be?
say the students at Shangwood School are just a bunch of cowards. Isn't that right? Just a minute. Better not go any further. Where are you off to?
Why should I tell you? It's none of your business.
They tell me that you're hoping to go into the tournament.
I have this theme for the Rocky character. A very sad theme. And I did this for the whole movie. I mean, so good time for the guy to train, right? The training time. And I had a theme. I had the little fanfare. So I did that. And I went too. And I did about a minute because the director said, well, give me about a minute. I cut this film. It's easier to cut film to music because there's the rhythm and all that kind of stuff. So after that, he says, give me another 30 seconds.
Our next film is the winner of the Best Picture Academy Award in 1976, one of the great Cinderella stories of show business, certainly. The movie is Rocky, written by and starring Sylvester Stallone. Now, Sylvester Stallone was in his late 20s, a struggling actor and screenwriter with only a handful of credits. He was having a lot of trouble even paying his rent and supporting his family. His biggest movie role had been in the low-budget film The Lords of Flatbush.
Just relax, Rocky.
the son of the big Gore.